Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who says, you may not call me Baby R. I am Rob Sesternino. Everybody, welcome back to Eviction Night. And it's a sad one here tonight as we said goodbye to Derek X on Eviction Night, where he went out by a vote of 5-2 against Claire. But we have a new HOH. And it's Tiffany, and a lot to talk about here with our panel. So let's welcome back a person that Jacob Jones says has been getting even more exciting as the season has gone on. It's Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. Just remembering to
be humble.
Be humble.
Yes.
Be humble.
Being humble.
Yes.
Even though Jacob Jones likes to, you know, pump me up, I got to be humble.
Yes. Okay. Taryn, how are you feeling tonight?
Honestly, I thought this was a really fun episode. Like, in how messy it was, I know it was a very sad episode for a lot of people, but I always think that Big Brother's doing a good job if you're sad, because it means that it's made you feel sad. And it was also such a funny episode in so many different ways that I'm sure we're going
to
get into.
Good.
So
can't wait to get
I'm
into
excited.
It. All right. Very excited to have back with us tonight, Isaiah Goins. Isaiah, how are you?
Rob, I am really good. This was a very exciting episode for me personally, just because of the outcome with the HOH, but I'm sure we're going to get into all that. Very sad to see DX go, but you know, that's the name of the game.
Yeah, I mean, that was wild. I really thought that Tiffany has not done great at these quiz competitions. When she was the one person that had the answer different, I was like, oh no, Tiffany's out here.
Look, we were in for at least one Tiffany win at some point. I'm just glad it was today, because I was about to start sweating a couple bullets, let me just tell you. But, you know, look, we got the outcome that we were looking for. I was looking for. Sorry.
Yes.
Let me correct myself.
Yeah. Well, Isaiah, good to have you here with us today. And coming out of solitary confinement for the past 24 hours, please welcome back Frail Mary, Mary Krakowski. Mary, how are you?
I've been locked in this room for 24 hours with nothing but a bucket tent and a bag of PB&Js. And so I just came here just to say peace, love, and cocoa butter.
I'm just glad you didn't take a 5-minute walk before making that speech.
You know, I thought about
it,
but these headphones.
We are on the live podcast, Mary.
the headphones don't go very far. I was going to walk in, but this is what we got instead.
Did nobody tell Xavier, like, okay, Xavier, when you come out, it's going to be the live show. So
yeah.
Just going to saunter in.
Literally like he was
so
walking
slow.
In slow motion. Yeah.
I was so surprised that they even panned to the fact that he was up there, like, until the vote. I thought they'd bring him down. Like, do they not realize it's as far away as possible from where they need to go? Take him down an elevator. There's got to be some kind of escape chute.
I'm guessing that Xavier did not run this plan past the producers, because they would have said, no. That's way too slow.
Yes,
you have like
so
3 seconds. Like, get
I mean,
down
even
there.
To just, I'm sure they have a DR upstairs in the same hallway, right?
Yeah, I think so.
They
could have just had him go in there.
I feel like this is a cool effect to have somebody come out of solitary confinement to go straight into the vote. Like, there's a
yes.
scenario where he's completely out of the loop on a vote flip, and he goes in there sauntering in like he's high, you know, so high on himself, thinking I got Derek X out of this house, and then he votes Derek X out, and it doesn't work because he's not been in the loop. But that wasn't the scenario tonight. And also, they barely showed him in that room at all. Like, normally when a solitary confinement thing happens, we get a whole segment on it. We get a montage of them in there, of people like looking through the glass, trying to talk to them. We got nothing from this. So it was like, all right, bye, Xavier. Oh, hi, Xavier. Come down. Like, there was no buildup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't get to see a Xavier breakdown segment. Maybe we'll see it on Sunday. We'll see if we get anything from it. But I also want
to
set up
flashback
to Xavier,
black and white footage of Xavier's like, ah,
field position.
I'm gonna walk slow. I'm gonna make them pay.
All right. I want to set up here at the top of the show. We are conducting a scientific poll over on our Instagram at RHAPgrams. We want to know, are you happy with tonight's HOH outcome? But we also want to know, is the coin of destiny going to screw over this week's HOH? That's an important question we have to ask ourselves, because we're excited, but the coin of destiny could change everything. You know, when you hear about the coin of destiny, it's like, oh, good. Maybe there'll be some, you know, maybe we won't like the HOH, and then it'll be great when the coin of destiny is a coup d'etat. But now it's like, maybe let's just get the double-sided coin out for this week.
Yep. Unsurprisingly, in a position yet again where the more likely scenario this week is that the coin of destiny has the potential to do something the audience does not want rather than what they would prefer. That doesn't, however, mean that it would be completely out of the realm of possibility that the ability that the coin of destiny does something that the audience may want, depending on what the audience may want, because Tiffany, I do not think, would turn on the cookout. However, if Claire got the coin of destiny, we could theoretically see her alter Tiffany's nominations to include two cookout members, which would certainly make this week a little bit more engaging in the sense that it would not be a guaranteed vote at the end of the week.
Yeah.
On the flip side, I think Tiffany might be the least likely person to put Claire up directly. But if someone else gets it, Claire could end up on the block. Yes. If Claire doesn't win the coin of destiny. So on the upside, we now have these envelopes, so more people are likely to go for this coin of destiny. So there is that, at least.
We'll see. I don't know if I want more people going for the coin of destiny, but we'll talk it all through. A lot to break down. We will be able to send some exit interview questions to Derek X. We will have that for you on Friday, that we are able to ask questions via email. They respond on video. And so we will bring you our exit interview questions with Derek X on Friday, in addition to Friday morning's live feed update that Taryn and Puya will have tomorrow. Also, Taryn and I will be live for the BBQ&A for the patrons on Friday afternoon as well. So a busy Friday coming up. But I guess let's talk through the campaign to save Derek X. Taryn, at any point today, did it look like that this was going to happen?
No, not today. And not really last night either. It was the night before that it was like, maybe? Because Derek X had actually done a pretty good job. He did convince Azza in that conversation. What we saw in the episode was a little bit out of order. She was convinced by Derek X first and then cuddled with Xavier after, and Xavier got her back on board. And then from that point forward, there wasn't a lot. There was a similar scenario where Derek X got Big D to consider it, and he went to Kylan about it, and Kylan flipped Big D back around. And so that's basically what went down there.
Yeah, the episode's a little bit confusing because it makes it seem like, since Kylan voted for Derek to stay, that it seems like he was one of the numbers on that side,
right?
Mm-hmm. When that was not really the case. He always had been campaigning for him to go, just wanted to be the one to send him with the sympathy vote. So it's a little confusing.
Isaiah, there was a lot of confusion because people were saying on Twitter, like, wait, hold on. Why did Kylan vote to save Derek X? And then I thought Tiffany, she wanted to keep Derek X, and she voted to evict Derek X.
I mean, Rob, it was a pity vote. And people have been checked out. A lot of the people who are rooting for people like Derek X haven't checked out. So not really paying attention to the feeds for that big portion of people. So when you get that glimmer of hope with the way that the edit is showing, like, oh, Oz is going back and forth, oh, Kylan might make a mistake with a pity vote, everyone's like, maybe there's a chance. You know, obviously we got our hopes up, but you know, that's probably where the confusion came from.
Yeah. It was appropriate that Nicole Franzel's name was uttered tonight, because two people in this game just pulled a Nicole Franzel on the audience very successfully. By voting for Derek X to stay.
But this is crap, because the people that have tried to get Derek X out of the house, they get to vote to keep him, and the people that wanted him to stay, they have to vote to evict him. What the hell is this?
Yeah.
I will say, like, I haven't screamed as loud as I did today because, like I said, I've been checked out for a couple of days. So I screamed when I saw the vote order for a second. I was like, wait, did Tiffany pull this off when the feeds were down? I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. She didn't get Azza. But I don't know. Like, I haven't really gotten a proper blindside in a long time. So, like, I got very excited. I haven't had that feeling in a very long time. So I at least appreciate it for that little glimmer of time that I got with it.
Well, Taryn, you mentioned that I was very surprised that Derek F. in his speech said this, that you just mentioned.
There was someone in his house that I believe is playing a Nicole F. game.
Whoa. I know somebody that is going to be not invited to any future events from a certain alumni. Couldn't believe he went there.
Yes, this was Tiffany, of course, telling him to say this, and he is directing this at again, ironically, one of the people not trying to trick the audience with their vote this week, he's directing it at Sarah Beth, and I feel like she knew it, given the look on her face as they were going through. Basically, Tiffany wanted him to call her out and say that she was playing a Nicole Franzel game. She's not a Nicole Franzel fan. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Does Derek X even know who Nicole Franzel is? Was that on one of the seasons? No, I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
She had to explain it to him. He was like, oh, yeah, that does sound like Sarah Beth. Okay, yeah, I'll call her Nicole F. But no.
Yeah. Luckily, he called her a Nicole F. So we would not be confused that he was playing a Nicole Anthony game.
Mm-hmm.
Very, right. Very important. And I guess that, you know, Derek X does know the importance of having a initial for your last name in the house to differentiate you from another house guest. That was very important.
Yes. Luckily, Nicole F. did not have to deal with Big Brother 23 Julie.
Yes.
Yeah. I was wondering if she would have been... Baby N or something else.
Oh my God, why are you calling me a baby? Okay. Let's talk this through that I thought that one of the most interesting scenes from tonight was the Xavier, Kyland, and Tiffany conversation in the kitchen. And I thought that it was an interesting part where, you know, Kyland was willing to talk it through with Tiffany, but then Xavier excused Kyland to go outside so he could have the conversation one-on-one with Tiffany. Taryn, is this shown accurately on the show?
I mean, pretty much. There were a lot of these conversations that happened, it was a lot of Tiffany trying to move anywhere. She had already had these conversations with Xavier the previous week. And so Xavier's trying to shut it down. She's trying to convince Kyland. Kyland is trying to shut it down without seeming like he's trying to shut it down because he loves Derek X so much, and he's his best friend, and he really doesn't want him to go, even though he spent 5 hours convincing Sarah Beth to do it. This is pretty accurate.
Yeah. I was just had a thought right now that, because I'm watching the episode, I'm like, Tiffany, she's definitely getting 100 BB bucks. Could Tiffany, that if she gets 100 and she has 50, and if she has the right envelope, could we see Tiffany buy the Coin of Destiny herself?
Yes, that is very possible. Except for the part where she gets thrown under the bus by the vote at the end of the episode. And I think that the casual audience was pretty pissed about that. So I'm not sure she'll make it there. But yeah, she would only need actually $75 if she gets. So basically, Tiffany can theoretically afford the Coin of Destiny as long as she gets at least $75 from the audience and $100 from the envelope. She needs both of those things to happen. So she is the person who is least likely to get the coin of, to be able to afford the Coin of Destiny of the people who are eligible to afford it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, well, I guess in any kind of realistic way.
Yeah, I just thought that that was interesting because I know that we were talking during the week about if they would even do another vote if only Derek F was going to be able to afford the coin of destiny, but we are able to get some extra money in. I'd say, do you like that we handed out just random envelopes to people tonight?
I mean, just like anything else with it, they're leaving it up to destiny, Rob. I'm very open to whatever they do. I'm not a big fan when it comes to like a lot of the twists that they do, specifically around this time, where it's like getting really deep into the game and people are trying to put their hearts out. But look, if Big Brother wants to try something, let them have at it.
Mary, it seemed like that the house guests were forgetting to take the envelopes.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's not as important to them, at least if there are a couple of the people who've been consistently getting 50s or so, and they know that even this won't necessarily help. I did like the spin that Julie tried to do at the beginning of the episode. That's, it's not that Derek X and Brittany were targeted at all because they have a lot of money. They went home because they didn't use their money correctly. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a positive for the BB Bucks here, according to CBS.
Okay. The BB Bucks are making a comeback after Sarah Beth disparaged them and said that she would wipe her butt with BB Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Rob,
it's better time, than a bucket tent. I mean,
it's time to put her money where her butt is because she's got it in her hand right now. She's got an envelope.
Oh, no. Okay.
Work the butt. Work the butt.
We got to see the Xavier punishment also tonight, the strategy shutdown. Really, the extent of this is like the punishment was that you have to use a bucket toilet. I mean, that's what they should have called this punishment.
Yeah. Especially since there weren't really any strategy flips that ended up happening the way that they stacked the day with having to study for the competition. Also, it really distracted everybody so that even if there was really going to be a flip, everyone was kind of concentrating on that. The main thing that jumped out to me is, I don't know if anyone else noticed this. They said he had to take a limited amount of food and water in there. He took a bag that I swear had like 6 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on them. Like, that's a lot of sandwiches, especially if he's going to try to hold it for 24 hours.
You think he should have gone and stopped eating?
I mean, just seems like a lot of sandwiches. That's all.
Hunger strike. For 24 hours. You eat sandwiches.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
I mean, at that point, the only person who's getting punished is the production member who has to clean the area up, right? Like, I don't know.
Where did the wig come from? Do they have the wig in the house? Is the wig in the have-not room?
Was that from a competition? I'm trying to remember.
It's Ozzy's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I feel like he must have pre-planned all this because it's like he's got the pants and everything. Mm-hmm. He really concentrated on that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess I thought this was very interesting with that. So Tiffany goes to Derek X and is saying, okay, look, I'm going to help you with your campaign. I'm going to tell you what to say because I don't want to do it by myself because I don't want to be the influencer. I'm like, oh, my God, Tiffany is the first Big Brother player in the last 10 years who doesn't want to be an influencer.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
It's no good. This comes back to Kyland when he asked who's the most influential in the house. And most people said Tiffany. So I can't be the influencer. She's anti-influencer, Rob. Again, it's these people, they do not want to follow in Nicole F's footsteps.
Mm-hmm. Now, do we know, though, how much do the people that wanted to send Derek X out, how much are they really keen to the fact that Tiffany has been conducting this insurgency?
I mean, everybody knows that she wants Derek to stay. They don't know that she's been feeding him points to tell people. And unlike Derek himself, they are not able to recognize when the lines are fed from Tiffany. But they knew that she wanted to keep him. That's one of the reasons why she couldn't be the one to do the campaigning. It is what it is.
Okay. All right. I guess anything else about the campaigning before we talk about when we get to the live portion of the show?
I mean, Derek did a very good job of campaigning. He campaigned all the way up until the last minute, and he did convince multiple people at various times to make this flip happen. It was probably in the interests of a decent amount of people to keep him around. Ultimately, those people did not want to take that opportunity, whether it was Azza and Big D or over Hannah herself. He put in a very good effort, and you can really see why. It was his whole game on display. Really, his social game is so good. He has such an instinctual mind for the strategy of the game, and yet still so naive to so many basic common sense things in the game. You really saw all of that in his campaign, and the fact that he didn't even play in the first place for the roulette, right? So it was good.
Compared to the week that Christian went home, which was also another week that got probably the second closest to a flip, in both cases, it really comes down to the same couple of people deciding whether or not the vote flip is going to go through or not. But I think Derek did put in a lot more effort than Christian did and got a lot closer, at least in what he was delivering. I think the key part that he was missing was really the why does it make game sense for you, the people I'm asking to keep me, more so than just like, here's what I'll do for you. But like he needs to make them think it's their idea and that they want it, really, not that they're just agreeing to his reasoning.
Do you think that we could identify the players who voted to evict Derek X that made the biggest mistake for their own game?
It's tricky because it's for different reasons. Like under the current cookout structure, Tiffany, Hannah, Azza, all three of them really need Derek X in the game to help them further their position within the cookout. For Alyssa and Sarah Beth herself, who made this happen, they much more desperately need Derek X in the game in order to have any hope at resisting the cookout. But that reality doesn't even exist yet because nobody knows about the cookout. So like it's worse for their games, but only in a reality that's not there yet. So it's kind of a difficult thing to manage there. Big D as well, probably could have used Derek X in the game a bit more, he could go either way. I mean, Big D's prospects at this point are so limited anyway that it just doesn't really matter. It's really very good, pretty much only for Kyland and Xavier. Those are the two people that really benefit from this, and they're pretty much the only ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, honestly, if you look at it, all the cookout women really could have benefited from him staying. I mean, yeah, he's good at comps and you got to worry about that down the line. But really, you kind of need Derek X as like that ultimate shield to win those competitions and take the shots at the players like an X or a Kylan that they probably don't want to be doing themselves. So, it's bittersweet.
The other thing is, normally in a lot of these games recently, when there is a big alliance, we feel a lot worse for people when they make bad decisions because we're like, it's staring you right in the face. The big alliance. How do you not see it? They're excluding you. They're all meeting together. It's so obvious, certain people that you're on the bottom. In this season, because the cookout has not really met together at all, ever, and they've done a much better job at hiding their alliance for different reasons. While some people have, Derek X and Claire got a little bit clued into what was happening, I think for Alyssa and Sarah Beth, who seem at most on the outs of even understanding that the cookout exists, like Taryn was saying, that's not a reality to them at all. So it's harder to blame them for making a bad move when in their mind, for the game that they're seeing happening, it's not that bad of a move. They're just not realizing that they're playing the game within the game.
All right, well, let's get to the live portion of the show where we saw Julie welcome in the house guests. And of course, we've had some recurring issues with the audio all season.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yes. Good. I could not hear you.
Oh, it's the other way around.
Live television. Don't you love it?
Yeah.
It was a wild night for Julie Chen Moonves overall.
The next time we have audio issues, we should live podcasting.
Yes,
don't you love it?
Yes.
You know, you guys joke, but this season on the Big Brother podcasting, especially when Taryn was first moving and not getting all his stuff, there was a lot of similar situations going on.
Even in this podcast itself, Mary, I'm reading the comments. Okay. We can't talk too much about audio issues. Okay. All right. But last week we had Julie. She wanted to know, could she call Brittany Brittiti tonight? She wants to know if she can become a little more familiar with one of the house guests.
Derek X, may I call you Baby D? Yes! I'll take that as a yes.
Taryn, you seem upset by this.
I am very upset by this. Julie does not understand the meaning of consent. That is not a yes in any way. People have called Derek Baby D but they usually don't do it to his face. And I do not think he is particularly fond of that nickname.
Why? Because he's an adult and he doesn't want to be called baby?
Perhaps. It was kind of weird. It's not a very flattering nickname. It's not like, unlike Big D, who said, "Hey, call me Big D."
Right.
Derek has never once been like, "Hey, call me Baby D."
Ideally, you wouldn't want people to refer to you as a Baby D.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No. I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also like, I think clearly the reaction there of everyone else was more so like, they're catching us saying that. Look, it's a thing now because Julie's saying that. And she's like, especially since people don't say it to Derek's face as much, it's kind of like outing to Derek, like, which he says later on when he gets out, like, "Hey, this is what some people are calling you and what you're referred to as." And he's like, "Oh, I didn't know that was catching on."
I don't know why. It's like, it feels like Julie's gotten really, like, I don't know, I'm not gonna say sloppy, but she's really all over the place like the past couple of seasons. Like, I don't know.
She was just so excited to do it. She's just like, "Baby D. Oh, Baby D."
She did it a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She would just be like, "And now Baby D has 5 votes to evict Baby D. Baby D. Mm-hmm. Baby D."
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to my roommate about this, and I mean, I guess for like the mess ups and stuff, like, it's fun to meme about like Julie's like sound bites and stuff, but it's like, looking at Big Brother Canada, it's starting to make me really think I don't need the live evictions, because it's just getting so, like, the technical difficulties and the slip ups and stuff, I'm just like, I don't really know if I need it anymore. So
No, I'm loving it this season so far. It's been the highlight of every Thursday. I mean,
yeah, the mistakes have been the best part.
The votes have been very straightforward. Expect the unexpected when it comes to Julie Chen Moonves. Really, that's been the most unpredictable part of the live shows. Okay, we got to see Claire's speech and Derek's speech. Mary, I thought that Claire was pretty basic with the speech. Do you think that was because she's like, I don't need to break out the good speech tonight?
I don't know if Claire has a good speech.
Not only that, I'm not sure if really anyone ever has a good speech. Like, we've talked about before, I mean, has once ever in Big Brother ever a speech changed anything last minute? It might blow up some things on your way out that most often just sort of make people upset, not actually change the course of the game. But I think for Claire, she's like, if I'm 99% sure I'm staying, I might as well keep it basic, remind everyone one last time that Derek is a comp threat. And, I love everyone. And I want to stick around. Derek certainly went for it a little bit harder, but I still think if you're going to do the measure of trying to call out something, in this case, calling out different alliances and saying that Sarah Beth is playing like Nicole Franzel, say that. Just say, "We see you, Sarah Beth, you're playing like Nicole Franzel." Don't hint around that somebody is, and, you know, not actually say. If you're gonna blow something up, blow it up. Don't just give a little bit of like, one person left in this game, you know who you are, you're a liar. Don't do that. Like, come on. Go all the way if you're gonna change something.
I mean, Mary, you don't think Britney's raps shook up the house at all?
No,
they were the
no,
best rappers. They shook up the podcast. Season. Yeah,
I thought it was great from Derek X. I loved the Nicole F reference. He's carrying on the tradition that Kacer has now left behind, saying that there's a love triangle in the house that needs to be broken up. And then people were upset about that. And I can tell you that people are already like, what do you mean? What do you mean, Nicole Franzel?
Yeah, upset, but it doesn't actually change any strategy.
Well, of course not. But like in terms of actually making an impact on your way out the door, I love it.
Yeah. But what do you think the reaction is going to be from Nicole F, where that the idea of being a Nicole F is something that is you wouldn't want to do that. I can't imagine that she's liking that tonight.
I mean, am I the only one who didn't feel like that was like the worst insult ever? I mean, Nicole won. And then she like made it far.
But
like there are so many more players I would not want to be compared to.
I don't know if Derek X knows about the time that she won.
Well, Derek X probably doesn't know anything about it. But I don't know. I feel like if I'm Sarah Beth and it's hinted at that I'm playing a Nicole F game, I'd be like, well, hopefully that was the Nicole F version 18 game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and in fairness, Taryn, I feel like that she's probably like on track that she thinks like, hey, I'm hanging out with, Cody or Enzo, and I'm going to get to third place.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a great spot for her. In
hindsight, she'd probably kill for a Nicole F game.
If the joke or the hint there is like that maybe the audience doesn't like her as much, I think she knows that, given the BB Buck situation.
Well, I think the implication here is that a lot of people view Nicole's game as just kind of like hiding behind the men of the house. And I think that is the intended insult here, that you are not playing your own game. You're just hiding behind the men. And even though Nicole was successful with it, we'll see how far you get.
Because it's like, in to be fair, I mean, she did do what Kylan wanted. So, I mean, I see the comparison. I do think it's a little too early to be saying all that stuff. But I mean, you know, you get what he was trying to say.
Yeah, I guess I just wish that if like that's the intent, just say that. Mm-hmm. Call her out on doing that move, because that will wake her up more than like trying to figure out the what exactly does he mean, Nicole Franzel game? Could it mean this? Could it mean this? And instead, if you just like, yeah, you're hiding behind the guys and we see you doing exactly what Kylan wants you to do, that will open her eyes more than anything
else. That's the best insult, where it's like that he could be straightforward and just say what he means, but what if he just leaves her with something that she'll just rack her brain for weeks, like, mm-hmm. What did he mean by that?
Exactly.
That's yes. The mental anguish that you're hoping for. Okay. Ultimately, we got our votes. Anything else about the sympathy votes? We talked about Kylan. Do we want to talk about the Hannah vote, which was also, I guess, a sympathy vote?
Mostly just the fact that Hannah did vote. And, you know, her and Derek X are very close. He leaves and he says, you know, you're the best final two or whatever he says. And then she says, I was actually the worst final two buddy, which is so true. Mm. And like, hopefully that was her little way of saying, look, I told you right on your way out the door. I wasn't that nice. Please don't blame me too much when you get to jury. Just realize that I am owning it.
So Julie does the extended interview with the house guest, where they show the goodbye messages, and I have not always made that appointment viewing, but I definitely want to see what people said to Derek X in the goodbye messages. I say, do you suspect anybody left anything for Derek X in the goodbye messages that might be interesting?
I mean, we haven't seen anyone bring up the cookout Brittany, obviously, the first one. But I mean, we haven't seen them. Like, you would think that Brittany would be the first one you want to lay that to, because she does give the vibe off as like a bitter juror, possibly. Maybe they're just trying to keep it a secret until like there's like one person left, like how the Brigade did it with like Brittany or something. Maybe, I don't know. But I don't expect it, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I've been saying I don't think that any of them are going to break ranks and expose the cookout. They've all agreed they're not going to do that in their goodbye messages. However, I think that Tiffany's frustration this week and her love for Derek X, I thought there was at least a chance that Tiffany breaks ranks a little bit and says, you know what, screw these people. I'm going to tell Derek X what went down here. So I was really looking forward to what she was going to say, to hearing what she was going to say. And then we didn't get it and I was upset.
Okay. Well, it's out there. We'll get it on the Instagram.
I was actually also going to say real quick, I did think that, I mean, if you're comparing DX possibly being the one to get that, I mean, you also could think that she would have gave Christian that as well. But I mean, I don't think that they gave Christian that inside the goodbye messages either, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't. And I know that they've agreed not to do that. But I do think that if it's ever going to come out, I think the temptation to you be the one to do it and do it sooner rather than later, so the people in the jury have more time to get used to the idea. I mean, there's pros and cons. I think some people might think drop it on them later so that they barely have time to register it and still want to vote for me because they've been thinking that. But also if you do it earlier, then it might give them more time to go, you know what, thinking about this long term, it really was a good game move. Mm-hmm. I've had time to become less bitter about it. So I think that, you know, I would like to see someone do it just because I think that it probably is going to be better for them rather than worse, unless you have people in the jury, once the cookout members start hitting the jury, unless they start getting upset finding out this one person did leak it.
All right, let's talk about Derek X's conversation with Julie Chen Moonves. This was a little sad because he came out and she's like, wow, Derek X, this has been a bad week for you. You lost out on you didn't get to play in the roulette, and then you didn't get your chip drawn. And he's like, whoa, come on, salt in the wound.
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly what Mary was saying. Like, this is so clearly, it's so clearly telling of how the producers are feeling right now, that they just made a twist that has directly caused the elimination of two of their fan favorites in a row. And they're like, no, this is not our fault. This is their fault. You guys, this is a great twist. And you bad fan favorites, you screwed it up. We're very upset with you.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's very telling, because I think that Julie opened the show tonight by telling us, hey, what we learned, that not using the power is the biggest risk of all.
Which, I mean, like, I do think, maybe not as much for Brittany, but I do think that for Derek, this, if you've gotten 2 weeks of the 100, go for it. A, B, C. Claire went first. Sorry, had to go through my head. They're still going alphabetically, right? When they figure out how many chips they got. If that's the case, then if Claire had time to also tell Derek, like, hey, I also got 100, that probably means we're underdogs here. You need to go for it if you can. I think that would be better. I didn't love Julie like trying to claim that his other bad mistake he made was not getting picked for the veto. Like, that's not his problem.
Well, the thing that makes this extra tragic that Derek did not play is that between the veto competition giving you opportunity to win up to 100 BB bucks, which maybe he would have played in this alternate reality where he plays in the roulette, but also you get an envelope with $50 to $100 of BB bucks in the following HOH competition, I can pretty much guarantee you that Derek X, if he had played in the roulette competition, still would have been able to afford the Coin of Destiny this week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you need to just play.
Well, yeah, I do think that's thinking a little bit like with the one faulty thing there is that if Derek X stayed in the house, I don't think that they would have given more envelopes. I think they would have said, okay, well, Derek X is going to play in the, again, after he's spent the money, yes, but if he didn't spend the money, I think that they probably would not have put more money into the game.
Right, but if he had spent the money, they would want him to have the more money, and then he would have been able to play both.
Yeah.
And I'm not even 100% sure that they wouldn't have always given given more cash envelopes, just because they did mention that there'll be other ways to get some. Although this was, we kind of skirted around it earlier, a really lame way of doing it when they should have at the very least said, like, you know, first person out of the competition gets this many, second person out gets this many, like done it that way. So there's at least a little more incentive to try and not throw the competition super early or something. But yeah, I feel like at some point in the game, if you're Derek and you know that you're starting to see that maybe there's an alliance you're not in, you just got to think here and now, how can I get myself to next week and not worry so much about what might happen 2 weeks down the line?
And you can really tell that production was just irritated with him, because I remember watching feeds at some point this week and literally he's telling Tiffany, oh, production was trying to push me to use the you know, usually they cut the feeds or they do the soundbite where they're like, DX, no talking about production. They just kept this on the whole time. So, you know, they're tired of him. And yeah.
Yeah, he didn't pick up on those things. Maybe that's one of those things that him not being a fan coming in, like, didn't really know to be looking for those, like, contextual clues. Like, if production is trying to get, you know, point you somewhere, that maybe you should be picking up on those hints, Derek X.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah. Okay, so... Julie Chen Moonves, she really wants to get to the bottom of one question of, we saw Hannah and Derek X get close in the house. Will you be more than friends outside of the house? And Derek X said, I don't know, expect the unexpected.
Ooh, Derek X.
He turned it around. He turned it around on her. God.
She is so... tickled by this, that she's like,
yeah, he's like, you get to call me baby D, I get to shout your thing back at you.
She loves it.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, not only are you maybe going to be in a showmance with Hannah, but you just used my phrase on me. Oh my god!
Has anybody ever said expect the unexpected to Julie Chen Moonves?
I don't think so.
Probably, actually. I think so. Probably a lot of times.
She's just been going very awesome. Oh,
Derek X.
It's like very similar. It's very similar to the Tony finding an idol sound.
Yeah.
That ooh hoo hoo. It's very similar.
This is huge. I needed this. Ooh.
Yeah.
Little did we know, Tony, a huge Derek and Hannah shipper.
Expect the unexpected.
I'm mad that was just ready.
Ready to go. Yeah. Okay. All right. BB NFTs. Isaiah, you invest in any BB NFTs?
BB NFTs. I don't think I did. I don't think I did.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I don't think it's a good investment. I feel like you got. It's too soon, Rob, to be talking about NF all of a sudden. That's Sarah Beth is going to be very upset.
Yeah.
Unless you're Aza, who feels that she needs to delete that GIF off the face of the universe, then her falling.
What would be some other notable BB NFTs? What, Davon walking out the door?
Yeah,
that'd be sort of like the number one NFT.
Ooh. Alyssa drinking and then spitting out the water.
Yeah.
Anything Brittany. not this season, Brittany. Brittany Haynes.
Yeah, Brittany Haynes with the wig. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a lot of good competition ones. Yeah. You know?
Here's the thing for me. Even like put together the best Big Brother gifts in history. And put them all on a wall and just like play them just like back to back with like a weird thing in the middle. I'm not going to be entertained. Like, I don't know what they thought this was, but like this was not like, I enjoy when they show house guests clips of themselves usually because they're like, oh, and they're like actual clips, but they're just, you can't even like, it's just like, oh, tripping. Next one. It was like, what was happening? Like, am I just old? Am I just an old man now? Am I just like not with
yes,
it?
I think you are, because I think that this is something that it maybe has some people in the audience that they think are funny, because it's kind of like a recap of the recap. Oh, look what happened, but in a much more concise way. And most importantly, I like to think about, if I was in the house, if I was these people, this would be so cool for me to watch clips of myself and other people. It's any hint you get at like what the show might be thinking while you're locked in there, like, is entertaining or is funny, little moments that you're like, oh, look, that made the show. I think that I always think that's fun for the audience. The house guests themselves.
I do too. And that's why I usually like this thing. But that's sort of why I was annoyed, because I feel like they didn't even seem like they were enjoying it in the moment. And they barely talked about it afterward. They were just studying because they didn't matter to them. It was just like little gifts.
I don't know. They got to use NFTs. That's something that's topical.
I feel like very an old topical. Man, because I've like only heard about NFTs in the last couple months.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, I don't
think. Do you have any NFTs, Rob?
No. I feel like I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know if it's real or not.
I think we have to get Rob an NFT audience.
Get me one. Yes. Yes. No, the non-fungible tokens. Yes, I understand.
Yes.
Okay. We'll be right back on tonight's Big Brother 23 eviction recap. But first, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor. Those are our friends over at Noon Hydration. Noon Sport makes your water work harder. It's hydration that you can feel. When you sweat, you lose vital electrolytes and minerals that your body needs in order to keep moving and recover efficiently. Noon Sport is optimized for hydration and mineral replenishment before, during, and after a workout. Just drop a fizzy tablet in your water bottle to support your hydration anytime, anywhere. And Noon Sport tablets are packed in convenient, easy-to-grab tubes so you can take your optimized electrolytes on the go. Noon Sport is made with only 1 gram of sugar and carefully sourced premium ingredients that are certified non-GMO, gluten-free, and vegan. Noon Sport is available in 13 delicious flavors, including fan favorite cherry limeade, which has an extra boost of caffeine. To get your game-changing hydration, visit noon.life/Rob. That's noun.life/Rob. And enter promo code Rob to get 25% off your first order. That's noon.life/Rob. Then we got to our HOH competition, and, you know, I was very worried about this. I really felt like, oh, you know, Kylan has done so well in these competitions. I thought, are we getting the third or fourth week of a Kylan HOH in a row, depending on who you ask? And when on the first question, when Xavier, Claire, and Azza all go out, then we get to the second question. When Kylan and Derek F, when they both had the wrong answer, I thought that they were going to be the only two with the right answer.
that was pretty ridiculous. Kylan is meant to throw this. They would have been very upset with him if he had won this one. So now, granted, he probably wasn't supposed to throw it before Alyssa left. So I don't know if he intentionally threw this.
He
at
went
this
so
point
quickly in. To his answer there.
Yeah, and it was wrong. And then. Ridiculously, the back and forth between Hannah and Big D switching up the answers, I could not believe that. I don't think I've ever seen this many switches after Julie says, "Lock it in."
Yeah, they need like a cap. I'm surprised they didn't tell Hannah, like, no, we said lock it in and you need to switch back to what you just had. They just like let you go with whatever the last thing you've put it on, even if it's way after the time that they've supposedly locked it.
Like, you'd assume that they just have like some kind of button situation, like they do with the music one, where they just press a button and it's locked in at this point.
Wow.
I don't know why they keep doing the spin little thing, but it's not working. They don't listen when she says lock it in. Yep. They just keep doing it.
It is a BB classic, though, when Julie yells and chastises the house guest for not resetting. Reset.
Yeah, I love that. It just makes me feel when I see that, I see home.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Taryn hates gifts, loves Julie yelling at people
resetting.
To reset.
Resetting. Yes. And then it came down to the final three. It was Alyssa and Hannah and Tiffany. And the spin was shown before the moonwalk. It was true. Tiffany is the new HOH. I thought she wasn't going to have it. I thought Alyssa and Hannah are probably going to be right. Tiffany's going to be out, but Tiffany became the new HOH. Very exciting outcome for this week.
Yeah, I've had a lot of confidence in Hannah's ability in these specific kind of competitions. I really thought she was going to take this one. She's like a master student and was doing very well at the previous HOH that was very similar to this. But she really struggles with that one question. Then she gets this one wrong. And Tiffany, on the other hand, confidently answering all of them correctly. And now I'm starting to wonder, is Tiffany a little bit more of the end game question competition threat than even Hannah? I don't know. These things can be a little bit crapshooty at times, but definitely very impressed with Tiffany's performance here. And while I don't think this is the best HOH to have, considering the Coin of Destiny is in play, it does give me a little bit more confidence about her competition ability moving forward.
Now, we haven't talked at all about what Tiffany might do on her HOH. Let's put aside the Coin of Destiny for a moment. Who are Tiffany's ideal nominations?
Definitely Sarah Beth.
Yeah, it's Sarah Beth. And Sarah Beth.
Yes. Yes.
And Sarah Beth.
Uh-huh. Yes.
With a side of Sarah Beth.
Yes.
Yes.
And but who would go up on the block besides Sarah Beth and
it doesn't
Xavier?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm her, I'm putting up DF. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that one in my book.
It wouldn't surprise me if Kylan goes up as a pawn next to Sarah Beth just for appearance's sake. We could see Big D. The only other option would be Alyssa. But I don't know that she would bother, because again, like, because the Coin of Destiny is in play, I feel like, you like, why even bother? Like, put up Sarah Beth and a random pawn if either Big D or Kylan. If the, you know, Coin of Destiny changes things up, you need another person, just Alyssa, go up on the block, whatever. Your only worry at that point, if you leave Alyssa off the block and she stays off the block, is that if she then gets picked for veto and then uses it on Sarah Beth, now you're forced to evict Claire, which is not ideal. I don't know if she'll think along those lines, but, you know, so it does kind of matter who is up next against Sarah Beth, but you know, it's, I'm sure they'll figure it out.
Now, has there been any sort of, like, and probably not is going to be my guess, but has there been any sort of information about, okay, Xavier will be the third nominee this week. The Coin of Destiny is going to be in play. Say Big D purchases the Coin of Destiny, flips the coin, wins it. Does he get to replace three nominees, or does he take three down and put two up? Does Xavier stay up there no matter what?
I believe Xavier would stay up there no matter what. Big D would only replace the two nominees that came from the HOH. And then, so Xavier will be up there when we get to the veto, no matter what. If he wins the veto or somebody takes him down using the veto, there will be no replacement for Xavier. There will only be two nominees.
Okay. All right. Who would be most likely to vie for the Coin of Destiny this week? And would they potentially try to throw a wrench into Tiffany's HOH?
So there are two people now who are locked in for the to be able to play for the Coin of Destiny. Big D, who already has enough money because of the veto competition, and Hannah, who, mm-hmm. assuming that what Julie said is, we can take it for what it is. She said that when they chose these envelopes that they had after the HOH competition, she said that they contained either 50 or 100. I don't know if she genuinely meant that they at least have 50, or if there are envelopes that have nothing, because if that's true, then this is not the case. But assuming that they have a base of at least $50 that they're getting from these envelopes, that means that Hannah is now guaranteed as well to play for the Coin of Destiny. She already has 150. If she gets 50 from the envelope, and even if she only got 50 from the audience, she would still be able to afford it. So Big D and Hannah guaranteed. Claire now likely will be able to compete for the Coin of Destiny. If she gets 50 from the envelope and then 100 from the audience, then that would put her at 250. If she got 100 from the envelope, then she would already be guaranteed. She'd get at least 50 from the audience. It seems likely to me that she'll get 100 from the audience, which means that she should be pretty much a lock to play as well. So those are the three people that are pretty much locked in. Then you have a couple of other people. Azza is currently sitting at $100. If she gets 100 from the envelope, then she would be able to play because she'd get at least 50 from the audience. Or she could theoretically get 100 from the audience and 50 from the envelope. That's a little bit less likely. And then Tiffany, as we talked about, if she gets at least 75 from the audience and 100 from the envelope, she would be able to play. Then you have the real, real, like, very unlikely situations. Kyland and Sarah Beth, if they got 100 from both the envelope and the audience, they would be able to play. But I do not anticipate that that is in the realm of possibility.
So Alyssa is the only one who has no ability to get it, correct?
Yes, Alyssa. Okay. Alyssa and Xavier, both sitting at no money.
Quick question. Oh, God, I'm sorry, Mary.
Nope, that's all I was going to say.
Does Claire know that Tiffany used those coins that first time? By any chance, I totally forget.
Yes, Claire knows that Tiffany played in the first one.
Now, Tiffany, as HOH, do you think that she says to people in the house, like, hey, no coin of destiny this week. That's it. If you use it, you are on the bad list.
She might. I mean, it's hard because, like, one of the scenarios that would not be good for Tiffany would be if she put Sarah Beth up and then Claire won the coin of destiny and then somehow took Sarah Beth down. And then also at some point, either by this scenario or the veto, Alyssa gets safe. That would be the worst case scenario, but I don't think that Tiffany really needs to worry too much about that happening because most likely if she puts Sarah Beth up, she's going to be able to convince Claire that that's a good thing, that Sarah Beth goes home regardless. So I don't see Claire directly trying to screw Tiffany over unless, and this is a very, very long shot, unless the house really goes for some reason full steam to Claire being like, hey, Tiffany really wanted you to leave and wanted Derek X to stay last time. But I even think even in that case, it's not going to help Claire want to like start a revolt against Tiffany. I don't see that happening.
No. Mm-hmm. We've seen Derek F. and Tiffany at times butt heads. What would the scenario look like where, okay, Tiffany is trying to get Sarah Beth out of the house? Would Derek F., and then he has been the pawn for Sarah Beth, but would he potentially maybe have Kyland in his ear? Would he be incentivized to potentially go away from what Tiffany wants to do as HOH this week?
Well, the thing is that Big D wants Sarah Beth gone as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't see that changing. Kyland even, I don't think, is going to put up a fight here. In fact, I think he is also very like, great, not on my hands. I think that everyone is on board to take out Sarah Beth. The tricky part comes when if Sarah Beth wins the veto, then there may be some push to like, nah, it's got to be Claire. It can't be Alyssa. But I don't think so. I think they're going to be fine. I mean, Xavier might try, but I don't think he's going to succeed. I think everyone would understand that it makes no sense for her to do that to Claire when Alyssa is available. So, you know, I don't expect there to be much in the way of tension here in terms of where this should go.
If multiple people purchase the coin of destiny, will they all have to flip the coin and then only the people who get it right will move on? Will there be some sort of a battle?
Yeah, it should just be a flipping coin tournament. Mm-hmm. No, I believe they will be competing in some kind of, slide the juleps or spin the thing. And then whoever gets the best score will then enter the room and flip the coin of
destiny.
Yes, Julie was very happy with the branding of the coin of destiny.
And to see if
okay, I'm glad Taryn had it because my soundboard is this is not traveling well.
Yeah,
making myself laugh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Julie's feeling it.
She's feeling it, but she also says,
"Be humble."
So
be humble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She also she went back to everybody to see how they were doing. And Tiffany said that she prayed to be HOH. And Julie was very excited that prayer. See, it works. It works, everybody.
Oh, we solved it.
Yeah. Tell that to my son who told me today, Dad, I prayed for Derek X to be safe tonight.
Oh, he's so cute.
He hasn't watched the episode yet.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Okay. Oh no.
All right. Anything else from the episode tonight?
remember to get those votes in. I made the mistake of somehow voting 5 times for Claire and then once accidentally for Claude and then another 5 times for Claire. Mm-hmm. So just make sure you spell check on those.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, Claude deserves some votes.
Sure. And it took a long time for CBS to get back to me and be like, sorry, we don't recognize that name. So it did happen eventually, but just so you know.
I'm imagining like manual vote counters who have to read the texts individually. And somebody's like, Claude, who's
Claude?
They have to like, they're going on a whole mission now. Have it go run around the office. Who does anybody know who Claude is? Do we know, is there a Claude in the, I feel like it feels familiar.
Yeah. Well, it must get really confusing. I mean, like in past weeks when everybody was typing in like baby D and they were having to figure out which Derek that was.
Baby D?
It's just that, like, I don't know, we're in 2021 and it's like, why aren't you guys just using, you look, you want people to go to Paramount Plus, just have something there. People will gladly go in your app. But yeah. No, we need to go start texting. I don't know. It's dumb.
Is there any strategy to who the audience should be sending money to?
I think that if you're looking for basically, you know, again, Big D and Hannah are guaranteed the coin at this point. Claire is the person who is the closest to getting it that needs the audience. As we've seen, the super fan audience, the online audience, they don't have a lot of sway here. So my recommendation would be don't try to get cute with it. You don't have the muscle. Just put your votes into Claire and hope she actually makes it to that top three. Based on Wednesday night's episode, I would say she's a lock. But in tonight's episode, she wasn't really a big part of it. And maybe a little bit forgotten. She may need those extra votes. So if you give Claire 100, she'll be guaranteed to play. That's probably the most that you want. If you don't want Claire to play, then you'd probably want to pump up either Hannah or I don't know who else would be the closest to come in and sort of like.
Is there anyone
her, but
that you could somehow prevent from sending votes to? Okay, I know we don't have this control, but is there anyone who has been like used to getting a lot that could be surprised if they got not very many BB bucks? Just like the audience has turned. Well,
fan base have to turn somewhere else this week, so I don't know.
True.
Mm-hmm.
They have to turn somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would say if you're trying to block Claire, I'd probably go Tiffany. Actually, I think. If Tiffany has any chance of cracking that 100, I think the vote really hurt her. But then if you get both Hannah and Tiffany in, that might block Claire. But I think Claire's likely to get there, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, that would be amazing if Tiffany could buy her own coin of destiny. And then, I mean, if she really wanted to, like, shake things up. I mean, imagine she has the HOH power and then also the ability to change her own nominations anonymously and then come out like, who did this? Who screwed with my nominations?
Yeah. And Big D's like, this is what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Be great. All right. Let's see what the audience had to say. Were you happy with tonight's HOH outcome? What do you think the audience was feeling?
I would be happy.
Yeah. They're happy. 90% said, are you happy with tonight's outcome? Taryn, what do you think the chances are that later on in the week that we see a rapid, drastic change in this poll?
You know, I don't think we're likely going to see that. I mean, her worst case scenario is sending out Claire, but she's not going to do that willingly. I feel like so that the most upset the audience will be is that she's choosing the cookout over Claire, which we already know.
Okay.
And then like the best case scenario is either sending Sarah Beth out or actually turning on the cookout, which I don't think would happen. But depending on what you're looking for, like those are other scenario. Like, so there's not really a like worst case scenario here. I think where the audience is like, what? Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll eat those words.
It'd be hard to see the worst case scenario. All right. So the coin of destiny. Do we think the audience is especially worried about the coin of destiny screwing things up this week?
I am. I am audience. So
I guess the question is, what do you mean by screwing things up? Screwing things up for Tiffany or screwing things up for the audience? Because Yeah, for the audience.
Yeah, the
it
question
might,
is: but... is the Coin of Destiny going to screw over this week's HOH? That was the question that was asked.
It could.
Statistically, it's less likely that it will screw Tiffany over than it wouldn't. But yeah, it definitely is possible.
Okay,
it's close.
All right. The audience said yes by a vote of 54 to 46. I'm not sure what the margin for error is on our polling, but so split.
Yeah, split. I mean, that's the thing. You know, we just went over all of the people who are basically eligible for this, and every single one of the five people that it's really actually possible for, SB and Kylan not included in that list, want to target Sarah Beth. So, you know, I guess the only way I could see it maybe screwing Tiffany over is if Claire decided, you know what, I know she really wants Sarah Beth, but maybe I can sneak one in here and take my shot at X by taking Sarah Beth off the block and putting up Azza and Big D as the pawns next to Xavier as the third nominee, something along those lines. And that would certainly screw Tiffany over. But even then, it's not really screwing Tiffany over because it actually still benefits Tiffany in the long run, just on a personal level. So it's kind of a no lose scenario in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can you remind me, for the Coin of Destiny, how does the coin person become safe? Do they have to flip it? Do they just win it but not flip it? Do they, like, how exactly does that work?
I believe they flip the coin. If it's the right side, if it's the good side, then they get to replace the nominees, but they are anonymous, and that tells me that that they are not necessarily safe for the week. Basically, they control those nominations, but we don't know who controls the replacement nomination after veto. If the original HOH controls the replacement nominee and the Coin of Destiny holder remains anonymous, then I do think it would be possible for the Coin of Destiny holder to touch the block as a replacement. If the Coin of Destiny holder controls the renom, then obviously they're safe by default because they're not going to put themselves up unless they're, a PAX pro. So, basically it's going to come down to the coin flip. And they name
the, yeah, the second option where they get to choose the replacement nominees, that's more coup d'etat, whereas the first one is more, it wasn't cloud power, but it was one of those power app things.
It was, yeah, it's more, did you save me?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I do a check-in? I had asked this question a couple of weeks ago of, do we think there's any chance the Coin of Destiny is going to come up with not getting to do any power?
I still think so, yeah.
Yeah. It's 50-50, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a real coin. They had a real roulette table.
Yeah, but there was no outcome where it was like nothing happens.
I mean, are we expecting this to be like an actual size coin or like a big like circle like they did on Survivor? Like, I don't know.
I think that if it was like a quarter, I think that's not going to really play on television.
No.
I think going to get a coin that's like a pizza, and they're going to have to throw that up in the air. What do you think, Mary?
I don't know.
They literally had a veto draw that made it so that Derek X was drawing dead before
so.
The veto even
yeah,
happened.
That's fair.
I don't think that they are going to stack the deck in that kind of way.
Mm-hmm. No, because if they did, I feel like they would have like locked the door and not let Derek leave until he agreed to do the roulette
fair
thing.
Points.
Like, if they were trying to, I mean, they own the house.
I mean, that would
they
be hilarious if somebody wins the Coin of Death. Like, you've been voting for 3 weeks to give money to the contestants so that they could play the Coin of Destiny, but they failed. So yeah. There will be no Coin of Destiny. Yeah.
And like they're not magicians over at CBS. Like, there's a reason why, like, when they were like, okay, we need to give them more money, they were literally just like, everybody gets at least 50. They weren't like, well, let's try and find a way to sneak in certain envelopes for certain players. They were just like, just pick an envelope. Everyone's getting at least 50, so we already accomplished our goal.
You know, the only downside to this that I'm realizing is that we were so close to being able to almost 100% have like Sarah Beth blame Big D if she somehow, I mean, at this point she's ending up on the block regardless, doesn't matter, but she was going to 100% blame Big D, and now Big D has way more ability to be like, hey, could be anybody, they all got envelopes.
Big D's like, yes, now everybody can be blamed. Wait a minute, but now I'm not going to get the coin, probably.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm thinking of like the amount of twists that they've tried to do and just flop. Like, I'm thinking of like Paul with the whole return envelope, or like Caitlin with like the puzzle and all this stuff. I'm just like, if they get this coin, they flip it, and then it just doesn't hit the side that they want to hit. Like, you guys just hyped this up for weeks, and it's just like, it's just thrown in the trash. Like, God.
I'm rooting for it to be, to not come in. I think that that's the most hilarious outcome.
I mean, it certainly was with the Caitlin puzzle. So,
yeah,
you know, precedent.
Yeah. All right. Let's take some questions about BB23. Paula wants to know, who takes the first shot at the cookout? Again, I don't think there's a shot coming from the outside at the cookout, but... Taryn, has there been any talk yet at this point of anybody from the cookout about what the plan is potentially at six or before six about who's out first?
At six, yes. A lot of people plan on targeting Kyland at six. Big D would love to target Tiffany at six. And then I think that Tiffany would... she hasn't like outright said it, but I believe she wants to target Xavier at six. And primarily she wants to take out all three men. And she's talked to the women of the cookout about this, that they need to stick together and take out the men once they hit the six. The men, in the meantime, Xavier has expressed that he wants to go after Kyland. Kyland, I think, would probably want to go after Azza first, if not Xavier. I'm not sure. He again, hasn't expressed outright that he would want to target Xavier. However, he has said multiple times that he knows Xavier can beat him in the end. And so I do wonder if he would want to take that shot as well, which would certainly play into what Tiffany wants. So I guess the short answer is yes, there's been talk about it, but it is still pretty nebulous at this time.
I like that everyone in the cookout has played very different games. And then I really, truly don't believe that any one of them is 100% drawing dead for the end. I think all of them have the potential to win depending on how these next couple weeks go and who they're sitting next to, which is really refreshing for a lot of these big alliances also, because normally it's like, come on, couple people, can't you see that you are 100% not going to win? So I do think the most likely outcome is to initially see a sort of a girls versus guys split, probably with slightly more strategic power on the girl side and slightly more comp ability on the guy side, depending on the comps.
It really feels like Azza, and I don't even know if she realized this, really kind of determines which side's going to have power. Cause like, I do feel like Azza does have like a feeling that she wants to work with all the girls, but at the same time, she is pretty close with X. So I'm just like, I don't know which side she's leaning towards. And I really think that wherever she goes is where the season's going to go. So, yeah, I'm curious to see where she leans towards.
You do have a middle school crush on the field. So
yeah.
Okay. This is a question from Rob's Green Screen. People are saying that DX shouldn't have taken out Christian, but do you think that that's really what his mistake was? What are the bigger mistakes? Isaiah, what do you think? Was taking out Christian where things started to unravel for Derek X?
Okay, so unpopular opinion, but I do think to a degree for the short term, yes, because I do think that's a shield to always protect DX. Like, all right, people aren't, they're not going to be like this, but I do think that people look at that Christian Alyssa duo before they look at a DX, depending on who's in power.
Yeah.
But with that being said, it also did really just come down to competitions. And like literally DX was like a second away from winning the HOH that Sarah Beth won. So, it's shaky.
Yeah, I mean, I think that taking Christian out was a mistake. I said so at the time. I still think so, but not in the way that it directly led to his eviction this week. I think that, in fact, I would say taking out Christian gave him better odds of surviving this week, because I think Christian definitely would have won that HOH. And I think that Christian definitely would have targeted Derek X this week. And I think it wouldn't have been as close in the HOH between Derek X and Christian. So, you know, I think that in terms of like, he's getting his comeuppance for taking out Christian. No, but it still was a mistake considering the cookout, right? Like, you know, you have to take that into consideration.
Lime Green Queen wants to know, can the winner of the Coin of Destiny choose to keep the nominations the same? First of all, that Taryn, when Hannah and Tiffany were wearing the same color outfit tonight, was that coordinated?
You know, I do not know for sure. I wasn't watching them decide what they were going to wear today, but it feels like it. Mm-hmm. I don't usually notice the attire of the house guests, but they all look very nice, particularly Tiffany and Hannah tonight. I thought they both looked amazing. So, you know, kudos to them.
My gut on that, I could be wrong. Someone correct me if you noticed it. My gut is that it's all one set owned by the same person. And this is like a thing you can kind of mix and match. There's a lot of times you can get like dresses that also match little combos. So that's my gut, because they look like they were not only the exact same color, but the same material.
Wow. Okay. Back to the question about the nominations. Do we know, could you win the Coin of Destiny and say, I'm going to keep these nominations the same?
I think so, but it probably would be worded differently.
I've chosen not to use the power of the Coin of Destiny.
See, how I think it would be is, let's say, for example, Tiffany nominates Sarah Beth and Kyland, and then let's say, for example, that Tiffany gets the Coin of Destiny. I think we would then see Tiffany go, okay, with the Coin of Destiny, I have chosen to nominate Sarah Beth and Kylan. I think that's how it would work.
I think if I wanted to keep the nominations the same, could you make them switch chairs?
You know what? You should. Just to power
just to mess
play
with them.
Yeah. Just like, no, can you actually, we've reordered. So can you just, yep.
Okay. All right. An intriguing week ahead with a Tiffany HOH. I thought that Julie came across a little bit, you know, not on top of the ball when she asked Tiffany, Tiffany, this is your first HOH of the season, right?
Yeah, Tiffany was like, are you shading me?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening here?
I just love that she doesn't 100% know. She asks.
Think the host of the show would know that, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
no, she's told what's happening like day of. It was cute.
Yeah.
She literally has to say, blank person, you have won the HOH. Like mm-hmm. I'm hey man, what do I know?
All right. Anything else about BB23 tonight?
I love it.
All right.
It was great.
Let's talk about what else is coming up. Of course, overnight, we'll see what's going on. And Taryn and Puya are going to be back in the morning, 11 a.m. Eastern time for tomorrow's live feed update. Happy Puya Friday for everybody coming up on tomorrow morning. And then, Taryn, we will jump on and talk to the patrons live this Friday afternoon.
Always a fun time chatting with the patrons, answering questions, and just hanging out.
Yeah, I think 2 p.m. Eastern time has been when we've been doing that. And we'll also hopefully have a chance to hear what Derek X has to say by then as well. Also, Sunday night, we will be back to talk about everything that happens on the Sunday night episode, the Coin of Destiny and more, with Taryn, Jenny, Autumn, and Lavina coming up after the Sunday night episode of Big Brother. Plus, on Monday, I'll be back on The Slop. Jacob Jones will join me this week to get sloppy, to talk about the week of Big Brother nonsense for the patrons of Rob is a Podcast, robiswebsite.com/patron, to listen in to The Slop. Plus, we had a lot of fun with Maggie Morgan talking about the hottest OTEVs of all time last Monday night. And on Tuesday, I got to talk about the fourth best season of Survivor, with Survivor Micronesia fans versus favorites Mari Forth and Lindsay Wilson. Joined me for that one as the Survivor Top 40 countdown. The light is that coming at the end of the tunnel. Only 3 seasons more to go on the all-time Top 40 countdown. Bachelor in Paradise is back, and Kirsten McInnes was on the podcast last night. She joined Haley and Amy to talk Bachelor in Paradise over in our Bachelor wrap-up feed, and on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Asia, who was on the podcast with us last night, as well joined Sasha Joseph to talk about the latest two episodes of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. And you can hear everything that's going on in our Patreon podcast feed. The BBQ&A, we told you about the slop. We did our Patreon feedback show for Survivor Micronesia and the Patreon 5 for 5, all available to you on the Patreon podcast feed at robinswebsite.com/patron, robinswebsite.com/offers to keep up with our sponsors. And then check us out on YouTube when you subscribe to our channel, and then on social media at Robinson Podcast on Twitter and at RHAP Grams on Instagram. Okay. All right, Isaiah, what's coming up for you?
A lot of podcasting, a lot of ranting on Twitter. But yeah, you can find me at right here, 8BallBangers on Twitter and boom, Instagram and all that fun stuff. And you can also see me podcasting about Big Brother, Survivor, anime, and all this other stuff on my other YouTube channel called Silent Podcast. That's also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all that fun stuff. So check us out.
All right, Isaiah, thanks for being with us tonight. Great job, as usual.
Thank you.
Mary, what's next for you?
I think the Sunday morning recap is the next thing for me. So I'll be glued to the feeds this weekend.
Find out who won the power of veto.
Yeah, hopefully. So that'll be exciting. Other than that, feel free to follow me at Frail Mary everywhere. And you can check out Kirsten McInnes and myself podcasting about Riverdale season 5, the second half that we had to wait for. That is over on Kowski Cast, Cow with a K. Feel free to let us know if you have any thoughts on Riverdale, because there's a lot of thoughts.
Okay. All right, Mary, great job tonight. Everybody loved the wig.
Yes, it was itchy, so I took it off.
Yeah, I bet. And then, Taryn, what's coming up for you?
You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I go live during the episodes. I watch them with you. I hear all the time people say about my Twitch channel.
Oh, I love it.
So, you know, if you want to love it, just check it out, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Of course, plenty of Big Brother podcasts coming up. And you can find me on Twitter as well, @ArmstrongTaryn.
Okay. So much fun tonight. We'll be back with more Big Brother. Busy Friday coming up. Thank you all so much for watching. Take care. Have a good one. Bye. Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it's hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.